Now, this is a subject that, well, I don't know what age I'm going to be, I would imagine probably around about 11, 12, I'm going to be having this chat with Isabel. thanks very much. yes, it's the dreaded chat about puberty. Because apparently in Yorkshire, one in five parents find puberty embarrassing and awkward to talk about with their teen. Wow. I'm surprised it's only 19%.
Yeah.
I would have thought it would be much more than that. But let's find out and talk to this with celebrity mum. It is Gabby Logan. Good morning, Gabby.
Very good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not bad. Fine and dandy. Dandy and fine this morning.
How old's Isabel, by the way?
She's four. Five okay. In June.
You'll be amazed how quickly it comes round, that chat.
Do you know what?
E word.
Yesterday, picked her up from school. We're driving home, and she was she just asking me random questions all the time now. And one of the ones yesterday... So how do babies come out? Okay. I wasn't expecting it. I don't think she's going to believe
she
the
stalk. She must have seen your agenda for today's show.
yeah, I think. I'll ask Gabby Logan and I'll come back to you tomorrow afternoon. Gabby, you've got kids. Are they at the age you've already had the chat?
We have had chats and they are ongoing. There are many of them. And I took part in this Teen Talk Challenge, which Boots have put together a couple of months ago. We kind of had this week we targeted that we were going to have these chats. And my daughter Lois is very inquisitive and she wanted to know lots of different things. But she found it easier to chat to me when we went for a run and we were kind of, you know, not making, you know, eye-to-eye contact.
Right, yeah.
And I find also in the car coming home from school things come up, which is really good. It's a good time. You've got them captive. And I think one of the things that came out in research is that it's not going to suit everybody to say 6 o'clock meeting, family meeting in the lounge talking puberty. I mean, I would, if I was 11, I'd find any excuse. I'd even do my Latin grammar if it meant getting out of that kind of chat. You know. So I think it's about finding the way that child responds and what's concerning them. For some kids, it's going to be emotion. For other kids, it's going to be the physical manifestation of puberty, the end game, if you like, you know, the what is it all for? And some kids are more philosophical, you know, they kind of feel that they're moving from childhood to adulthood and they're not ready. It's all happening at speed. And just addressing those, it's like anything, isn't it? Once you talk about it, it feels a lot easier.
Is it easier with girls or with boys?
Well, I've got girl-boy twins, so I'm like a living experiment, aren't I? I should have all the answers. I'd put them in petri dishes and try and treat them as a scientific experiment whenever I possibly can. They're very different, and their concerns are very different. With my son, even though he's really tall and physically he looks quite big, he was concerned that he was lagging behind in other ways, you know, because his birthday's the end of July. And I was saying to him, well, kids born at the beginning of September are nearly a full year older than you. And, you know, it's not a race. You know, it's all going to happen. And you don't worry about it. You know, his concern was when your voice breaks, does it just break in one moment? How, you know, does it go over months? And I had to defer to father on that one because obviously my voice didn't break. although I do sound a bit croaky this morning.
I can't remember voice breaking, actually. I can't remember it happening.
It just must have happened, yeah. Yeah. I mean, for some, it's less dramatic than others, isn't it? And with Lois, is definitely, I'm feeling now, even 2 months on from those initial chats, it's the motion that seems to be quite focused, you know, and dealing with, she's got exams coming up and the stresses and strains of everyday life. And they, you know, they blow stuff out of proportion because they're still quite selfish, aren't they? You know, they're not, they're still very much centred on them and their world.
Yeah.
Gabby, growing up, I can't remember having any sort of chats with my mum and dad, really, about things like this. But I mean,
who told you then?
You sort of find out, don't you?
through various means. Yeah.
But, you just find out.
I'm the same, I never found out.
Yeah, but Gabby, can you remember as a youngster having a chat with...
Can I tell you how embarrassing it was? My dad was sent, we were on holiday in Spain.
Right.
And all of a sudden, dad said, let's go for a walk on the beach. And it was about 7 o'clock at night. And this is odd. And he started trying to have a chat with me. And I was about just coming up to 13. And it was the most excruciating thing. I feel I'm cringing now thinking about it. I think my mum must have been busy with the other kids and thought, oh, I'll send him out. She's the eldest. He can deal with that. And it You know, there he was, having never really raised any emotional or physical conversations with me previously. And 17% of people in the survey actually say that they, you know, they would approach their dad, which is quite low, I think. And I think for girls, it does feel more natural to have a conversation with mum. But some girls want to talk to their dads, and some girls have, you know, maybe they're a single parent family with only a dad. So dads will have to face up to it. And even though Lois, my daughter, and Kenny have got a great relationship, she said she definitely would rather talk to me. and her brother, you know, I think he talks to all of us. He's quite, you know, he loves telling us about his daily developments of growth and, you know, puberty and everything else. And
wonderful.
He's quite open. But it's not always that way. And I think this Teen Talk guide, which is available from today until the 6th of June in Boots, is such a great way of sparking conversation and giving you ideas and putting you at ease that it's all very normal.
I'm just I'm envisaging Leeds United legend Terry Yorath having that conversation with you, Gabby. It's blowing my mind.
It's as embarrassing as you can imagine it would possibly have been, you know. So bless him. I still can't believe she did it. She must have been a bet.
But Terry's up here still quite often, does quite a bit of stuff for Leeds United.
Yeah, he's in Leeds, yeah.
Everybody's disappointed. Well, Leeds United fans are disappointed how the season ended.
It was a wrong gutter. Timing, wasn't it? They did the classic thing of coming good and then losing it before, you know, whereas Fulham did the opposite, didn't they? They came good late. So I think it's about how you time your season. If you're not going to sit at the top for the whole season, you've got to have a late surge.
So we're jumping on board the Huddersfield Town bandwagon now, or the Sheffield Wednesday bandwagon. Whichever one comes up good,
you know,
we're all right.
At least there's a 50% of Yorkshire getting a team back in the Premier League.
Yeah, that's true. Fingers crossed, it will happen.
I was thinking the closest in proximity must have been prior to that from Yorkshire must have been Middlesbrough, who've now gone. So yeah. I was trying to think if anybody else was closer in proximity. So it really
is. No, it was that, Middlesbrough, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to drive a long way for a Premier League fixture, haven't you, from Yorkshire? Yeah.
It's been a shocking lack of Yorkshire in the Premier League for quite a while, really.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You consider the size of the county, the heritage of the football clubs that there, and so many. Well, Leeds obviously is a one club town as well. You know, obviously Sheffield has to split its support, and Huddersfield has been, you know, knocking kind of on the door of good things for a while. But it's about time, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is about time.
Too many London fixtures.
too right. expensive pints. Gabby, if people want to find out a little bit more about Teen Talk, where do they go?
Go in store, and when you buy a Venus, Always, or Tampax product, you will get the free Teen Talk guide from today, and a little gift as well. Or if you want to go onto boots.com, there is a Teen Talk hub there, so you can find more information and lovely films as well.
Gabby Logan, as always, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Lovely to talk to you.